You remember Bloody Sunday?
Bloody Sunday, I did. I think we'll tell you about Bloody Sunday.
Croke Park.
When I tell you about that, I went to Croke Park with that friend Tommy Fagan, Tommy is dead. We were to meet another, we didn't meet him anyway. It was in Croke Park, and the big stand, not the big one, the one next to it, it wasn't covered in at the time. And Cosgrove's, the present Cosgrove's uncle, was standing up on the sand fell. And I was saying, because they're very cold, I'd be warming up with the match start, you see. So the bloody thing, the shooting started. We got down off the stand anyway. The shoot was over on Hill 60. Got down off the stand, and there's a big man lying on the ground. And I had a nag and a whiskey in my pocket. I was going up to visit somebody in South Richmond to bring it up there for whiskey. Big man lying on the ground, he groaned. I pulled out the whiskey, pulled out the cork and stuck the bottle in his mouth. He drank about half the whiskey. No, I'm wrong. He was that drunk at the beginning that he was knocked down with the crush of the crowd.
He was
I thought I was standing like that with my hand up, and I had the bottle in my back pocket, my hand like that. All held up. The chans and the RSC were on the gate, all going out. Everyone was getting searched. I remember he hit me pocket, said, "That's a bottle." So, go on. But for a whole week, Dave, I heard a horn blowing, I jumped that donkey high. I seen Hogan getting shot over at the far side. Remember?
Yes.
I remember seeing him on the ground. I didn't know he was shot at the time.
The stand after.
And the fellow named Tom Boyle, his sister was shot there too that day. Oh my God, some terrible times.